Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice here in the Buckeye State tonight, intent on bouncing back from an embarrassing home ice loss and try to keep their road success going against the Columbus Blue Jackets, who with a win tonight can jump up into first place in their division. The Blackhawks have shown great resolve on the road thus far, and they want to keep that going as well. Taves now moving it up the left wing center ice. Did it break it to Brent Seabrook over the Columbus line to Cahoon, right circle, put it into the slot, and a shot from DeBrinkert. They score! It's 1-0 Hawks. The Cat finds the range from the slot area. It looked like the puck was going to roll off the blade of his stick for a moment, but he recaptured and he put it by Sergei Bobrovsky. It's 1-0 Hawks. Jackets get control off the draw. Nash put it to Werenski behind the jacket net. Head up the right wing to Nutivaara. Then a rink wide pass to Wenberg over the Hawk line left wing. Send it over to the right point, Nutivaara. To Werenski down the slot. He shoots and scores. Zach Werenski, who finished third Calder voting a couple years ago, back on the Blue Jackets' blue line. And always dangerous offensively. He scores there to tie it at one. Back to Taves in the right corner. He tried to send the puck out to the right point for Joakim Harju, but the pass misses. Goes down ice, and now the Blue Jackets take it back. Here's Panarin behind the net. Fed it up the slot. Dubois fires, and a big save made by Crawford with the glove. He holds on to it there. The puck was cleared from the far corner and picked off by Panarin behind the Hawk net. The Hawks are very lucky to dodge a bullet right there. Kane along the right half boards. It's poked away by Milano, ahead to Savard, over the Hawk line to the left circle. He put it on. Goal! Crawford turned a wide scramble in the crease, and again, Crawford plops on the puck and holds on. How many times have I said that here tonight? Corey Crawford has really had to save the Hawks' bacon a number of times. Panarin left half court. The Murray high slot. Back to Panarin. Shot it across in the right circle, and it's tipped in on goal by Nutivaara. Scramble, and Crawford is down on the puck again at the top of the Hawk crease. Whistle stopping play with 1:54 left in the second. For the Jackets, they've gotten away 27 shots, and in this period alone, 15, and Corey Crawford has really had to come up big. Keith there, put it behind the net, over to the far corner, Joakim Harju. Then a pass up the right wing to Kane, to Kruger coming by. To Fortin, over the Jacket line, fires from the left circle, he scores! Alexander Fortin with his first National Hockey League goal. The kid had been robbed a couple times in the previous games, but this time he makes it count. He makes it 2-1 in favor of the Hawks with 12:17 left in the third. Passing ahead, Cam Atkinson. He'll go for a twirl back into the Jacket zone with the puck been out to center ice. Stripped away by Schmaltz. Schmaltz to Kane over the Jacket line. Left wing to Seabrook. Right circle back to Kane. Left circle. Shoots and scores! What a play by the Hawks! Tape to tape to tape. Passing all the way. Schmaltz to Kane to Seabrook. Back to Kane in the net. 3-1 in favor of the Hawks. Dubois will send it over in front of the benches, and Isimov's got it, floats it in to Kane, he's got a gimme, a slam dunk goal for Patrick Kane into an empty Jackets net, and that will put it away for the Hawks. Kane with his second on the night and seventh on the season, makes it 4-1 Chicago Blackhawks with 1:37 left in period number three. Down into the Columbus zone with 3 seconds, 2-1, and the Hawks win in Columbus. And they run their road record to 3-0-1. And Corey Crawford stopping 37 of 38 Columbus shots here tonight to pick up his first win of the season.